producers of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Friends, as you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is giving daily enjoyment to millions of people all over America, in offices and factories, on farms and ranches, in mines and oil fields. Folks find that chewing Wrigley's Spearmint helps them feel better and work better. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad that their product is proving helpful and enjoyable to so many people, and they're glad, too, that they're able to bring you Life with Luigi, because they know it's the kind of a radio program that millions of Americans enjoy. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, tomorrow is the first day of spring in America. And this is a big thing to all Americans. The women, they go out and buy new spring clothes that cost lots of money. And the men, they buy a straw hat and a change it to short underwear. But this weather I'm a love, Mamma Mia, because it's so much like our weather in Castellammare. Also, people look more friendly now that the icy cold is gone away. This morning before breakfast, I'm a walk in the street, I'm a smile at everybody, and everybody's a smile back on me. I think we all congratulate each other that we was a live through the winter. And in Chicago was really cold. People was having nose colds, chest colds, lumbago, back colds, head colds. It's like everybody was trapped in a deep freeze. But now, what the difference? Everybody is a spring cleaning, a dusting, a mopping, a wiping. Mamma mia, you know in America is wonderful. It's a country always got a new advancement. Well, for the spring cleaning, American woman has got the greatest invention in the world. The husband. but I'm feeling too happy to spring clean. I'm feeling so light and free. I'm feeling like greeting everybody today with the joy. Ah, yeah, there's a Mr. Pellegrino. She's a person in my store. Hey, Mr. Pellegrino, come inside of my store for a little bit.
Well, sure. And Luigi, what's the matter? You're looking so special and good today, huh?
I'm feeling good today. It's a spring. Hot the dog.
I thought I was smelling something of cooking.
Oh, no, forget it. How's Mario and the little twins?
Oh, Mario's fine. And the twins, Luigi, you should see that Angelo. He's gonna grow up to be another Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln? How you know this, Mr. Pellegrino?
Well, it's so many pennies that kiddies are starting to look like a Lincoln. Oh, you look really beautiful today, Luigi. What's the matter? You took two shaves, huh?
No. Hey, you can't blame it on the spring, Mr. Pellegrino. It's just like my town, Castellammare. I'm almost feel like I'm back there now. Like I was born all over again today.
Good. Maybe you can come over and I'm going to give you a battle with the twins, huh? you know, Luigi, I'm lucky the springtime, too. That's when I'm going to meet my Mario.
Well, springtime is good for all things.
Yes. I was walking through the market one day, and all of a sudden I'm going to see Mario for the first time. Oh, he looks so beautiful behind the counter cleaning up fish. Luigi was a love on a first sight. He took a one look out of me and he dropped the fish. How good he said. Oh, what a voice. I was so in love with his black eyes and his curly hair. I walked out with 9 pounds of a flounder. What do you know? That was a love, Louise.
Yes, springtime is a good time for love.
Yes. All that spring, Mario was coming to take me out. And every night we was a walk in the street, holding hands like two school kids.
Always a walking, huh?
Uh-huh. Of course, when we was coming to a park a bench, we stop a little bit.
Who walking? Who walking? Hey, you know something, Miss Pellegrino? That's what I always used to do in spring in my town. Who walk? And that's what I'm going to do now.
Huh? What do you say, Luigi?
Just a walk and a walk and a... Mrs. Pellegrino, I'm going to go out tonight and take a walk.
Now, by yourself?
Yeah, now by myself. I feel like a little bird that's got to run out from his cage and fly far away.
Hey, Luigi.
What?
I'm going to think that bird is a little cuckoo.
Well, Mamma Mia, I'm got a wonderful idea. It's taking me back to Castellammare in the spring. I remember how I'm always used to go walking. One summer took Uncle Pietro's goat and we was about to run away for 2 days. Then the goat began to miss his girlfriend and he's pulling me back all the way home. Well, today I'm feel like to go away from everybody. Isn't that I'm gonna love them? It's just like it was back home. And you understand? I'm talking to nobody, just to walk. It's now 10 o'clock, and from now till 6, I'm gonna be like a little boat on the ocean, and I'm gonna go wherever the wind is pushing me. Oh, it's a wonderful. I'm talking about a wind already. I'm beginning to feel a draft.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
What do you write there, little pumpkin head?
Oh, just a letter, Pasquale. You know, letter to my mama.
That's nice. Hey, Luigi, I come to ask you a little favor.
Favor?
Yeah, I got a little spring cleaning to do around in my spaghetti palace. I needed somebody to help out. There ain't much. Just to paint up the tables, clean up the fixtures, push the candlesticks around, and give the walls a good wipe and shine up the silver. You know, odds and ends.
Pasquale, it looks like you odds is not gonna end.
Oh, come on, Luigi. I even gonna help you out. How's that?
No, Pasquale, I'm sorry, but I'm not gonna be home today.
Huh? Where you going, Luigi? Hey, you don't look so good. You gonna see a doctor? It's your tonsils, Ida. Don't tell me they already grow back in 1 month.
No, Pasquale, it's nothing like that. I'm feeling wonderful. It's just that it's spring, and I'm got a funny feeling in my stomach. My heart is feeling light, and my head is feeling like... is floating up on a cloud.
Ooh, Luigi, you better put a rocks in your pockets before you fly away to Capistrano.
What's the use, Pasquale? I don't expect you should understand how I'm feeling.
Who don't know? Luigi, I'm a human too. This weather's affecting me just like anybody else.
What, it does, Pasquale?
Sure. When I see a little robin building his nest, I'm happy for him. And when a sparrow digs up a worm or a nightingale sings, I feel all of these things. Luigi, I might not show it, but I bet if you look into my brains, you find a little bird. Don't believe me, eh?
Well, sure, I'm a believer you, Pasquale. You got a real bird brain.
That's a funny thing. When I'm a say it, it's come out a different.
Well, if you don't mind, Pasquale, I'm going to get ready.
What's your hurry? You're making a big thing out of something everybody's got. Spring of fever.
Spring of fever, but I'm got the no temperature.
No, it's not in the head. That's in the heart.
Oh, and what's the cure for this spring of fever?
A spring of chicken.
Spring of chicken, what's that?
My daughter Rosa.
Pasquale, that's no chicken, that's a turkey.
Luigi, is that a way to talk at a time like this? You know the slogan, in the spring, a fancy young man is eternal to love.
Pasquale, I'm don't want to love. I'm gonna get ready, then I'm gonna close up my store and walk.
Walk?
That's right. Wherever my feet is gonna take me. To the south side, the loop, the park, any place. I'm just gonna walk.
Stop!
And...
came to Lake Michigan. I didn't want you to fall in. Oh, Luigi, you poor fella. I think the strain of living in America was too much for you. Your tiny little brain is starting to cry out for help.
But, Scotty, why are you talking like this? Just because I'm feel like to walk today? Is something wrong with her walking?
No, except if I remember correct, a couple of weeks ago you left the store, and 2 hours later some greenhorn of boob is on the telephone crying, Pasquale, please come and get me. I'm lost, but I don't know where.
Yeah, but, Mother Pasquale, this could have happened to anybody to get lost.
Round the corner from where he lives?
Yeah, but in the nighttime, my neighborhood don't look at the same. But this time, I'm going to come back by 6 and not yet the dark. Please, Pasquale, let me go. It's already 11 o'clock. I'm wasted 1 hour.
All right. Go. I see I'm not going to stop you. But just do your countryman a little favor. Take along a street guide so I don't get a call from a police station in Milwaukee. Coming down, Pasquale. Luigi's here playing with the cops, sucking on an ice cream cone.
Well, don't worry. But I'm going to take your street guide. That's a good idea. Come on, give me the guide. I'm going to put him in the pocket.
Luigi, this guide don't fit in your pocket.
What?
I call in the guide now. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
Good, Papa!
Yes, my little compass. Rosa, say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa. But, Smelly, I'm not going to take it, Rosa. Now, please, let me pack. I want to go.
All right. We know when we're not wanted. Come on, Rosa.
All right, Papa.
I don't like these ideas. Once a man starts to walk away, he's liable to stay away. Then who knows? We'll have to lost them all together.
Papa, is Luigi gone away?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you think he'll ever come back?
The way he's liable to walk is a more chance than 1949 of coming back.
Oh!
I got to stop for him. That's all there is to it. I think I got away. Abro, figaro, bravo, bravissimo, abro, figaro, bravo, bravissimo, fortunatissimo, fortunatissimo. Hello?
Hello, Schultz, Delegatessen here. If we ain't got it, it ain't worth eating, so smile.
All right. Schultz, this is Pasquale.
Well, you got my sympathy.
Listen, Schultz, I got some bad news for you about Luigi.
What happened? Did he get hurt? What
happened? Oh, take it easy, Schultz. Calm down. Relax.
What's my mother there? Come on, speak up to it.
All right, get ready now. Luigi wants to run away from home.
Ah! Hey, what's that noise there? Where are you calling from, the stockyard?
No, I'm calling from my store. It's my daughter, Rosa, and I said Luigi wants to run away from home.
Oh. Well, I see the connection, and I don't blame him. But we mustn't let him run away from home.
That's right.
Don't let him escape. I'm coming right now.
Oh, Papa, don't let Luigi go.
No, Rosa, baby, stop worrying. Nothing's going to happen to Luigi.
He could get lost. I've run over by a trolley, or he could drown in the lake.
Stop, Rosa. He's not that dumb. Now, you watch the store for a few minutes.
Where are you going, Papa?
In the street. I'm going to make sure all the manhole covers are screwed on and tight.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, here's a suggestion that will make your daily work and your other activities more enjoyable. Every few hours, chew a stick of refreshing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. The cool, long-lasting spearmint flavor is really delicious. And besides tasting good, it freshens your mouth and sweetens your breath. And then, too, the chewing itself gives you satisfaction. You seem to feel better and do things more efficiently when you're chewing on a good, smooth piece of Wrigley Spearmint Gum. So, keep Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum handy. Enjoy it at work. Enjoy it at other times, too. Get a few packages next time you go to the store. And now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, mamma mia, I'm still in the store and it's already 12:30. I'm sure to leave right away at 10 o'clock and speak to nobody, like I'm used to doing at Castellamare. But now Mrs. Pellegrino Pasquale is making me a little scared. Well, I'm going anywhere, but I'm taking no chances, so I'm pack up some food. I'm got a suitcase with 4 big sandwiches, 2 quarter milk, 3 apples, 5 oranges, 1/2 a pound of cheese, and also I'm gonna take along a $3 cash, so I'm gonna buy some food if I'm gonna get hungry. And also I'm gonna put in a satchel 2 wool sweaters, a map of Chicago, plenty of socks, a handkerchief, underwear, and other jacket. I'm not gonna get the loss, but it's no use to take any chance.
Luigi, my fellow boober.
Hello, Schultz. Goodbye.
Hello, goodbye, Luigi. We are not meeting in a revolving door. Stand still for a minute and talk to me.
Yeah, but only for a minute. Right now, I'm gonna go.
No, where, Luigi? Where are you going?
Oh, I'm but when I'm gonna get there, I'm gonna keep on going until I get somewhere else.
Now, stop, Luigi. Ah, you for shimmered. Now, look, Luigi, tell me the truth. I see that big suitcase. Are you going out west to dig for uranium?
At west, uranium?
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna walk around to 6 o'clock. It's spring and I'm gonna fly.
Luigi, if you wanna fly, you're only allowed 40 pounds. That suitcase looks like 100.
Schultz, please, don't hold me back. The suitcase is just got some food and a few little things.
No, Luigi, I can't let you go. Pasquale says you're gonna run away.
Ah, Pasquale, he's crazy. I'm just walking, just like I'm doing in the Castellamare in the spring. Please, let me go. I'm wanna be back by 6 o'clock.
Oh, that scheming Pasquale. Ah, Luigi, now the whole thing is clear to me. You just wanna go out, mix around a little, and see how the other half lives.
Schultz, if you don't let me go, I'm not going to be able to see how the other quarter lives.
I'm sorry, Luigi. Well, you go on now. Goodbye. Be happy and smile.
Mamma mia, it's already 1:30. Well, goodbye, Schultz.
Goodbye.
Luigi, what's this I hear?
Oh, hello, Horowitz.
Schultz called me and said you was leaving us. What's the matter? If it's money you need.
No, thanks, Horowitz. It's not the money.
That's nothing, Horowitz. I just talked it out with Luigi. He feels the call of spring in his young blood, and he's itching to get out.
So what's the suitcase for?
In case it turns out to be a 7-year itch.
Smile, Horowitz. I'm only joking. He's going to be back by 6 o'clock tonight. Is that true, Luigi?
Yeah, is it true? True.
Then I'll have to call Olsen. Tell him not to bother coming down. Well, goodbye, Luigi. Take care, and remember, cross only with the green light.
Yeah, sure.
And don't try to be the taxi to the other side of the street, Luigi. They aim too good.
Come on, all right, the shoots are harder. It's all right. Goodbye,
goodbye. Luigi!
Mamma mia. Hello, Hudson.
Olsen, don't stop him now. It's all a mistake.
What?
Luigi ain't running away, you see? He just wants to walk around town and see things.
Oh, well, then, anyway, I'm glad I got there in time to say adieu.
I want to thank you, Austin, and friends. It's 2 o'clock. Please, can I go?
But where are you going, Luigi?
I'm going to Austin, just for a long walk. And now I'm going to know how long is it going to be.
Well, as long as you are making a journey on foot through the city, you should make it a profitable one educationally. You should visit the Academy of Arts and Sciences, the Art Institute, the Natural History Museum, the Science and Industry Museum, the Adler Planetarium.
Oh, is it? Just tell him where the burlesque is, and that's enough.
Please, is it 2:15?
All right, Luigi, we mustn't hold you back.
Yeah, well, goodbye, Luigi. And take care, Luigi. Oh, no, wait, I'm going to help you pick up the suitcase. Eesh, what have you got inside, Rosa?
No, please, Schultz. Come on, we're just a wasting of time. Give me a...
All right. I'm sorry, Luigi. Goodbye, Luigi.
Goodbye. Have a good
day.
Basso, don't run away. I know why you're doing it.
Huh?
I've been too angry with you in class.
What?
Oh, that's my fault, Miss Baldwin. The four of it's called me, so I thought you might help, too.
Please, I'm no angry with nobody. Nobody's angry with me.
What?
I'm just the one to walk in the street. Just a tiny little walk.
Is that all?
Yes.
Ain't that ridiculous?
Yes, sure is.
Well, then you can take this strawberry shortcake with you.
Strawberry shortcake?
Yes, I brought it thinking it could keep you here while I talked you out of leaving.
Oh, but he can't take a strawberry shortcake with him. They would mess up his suitcase.
No, please, a friend. Is it 3 o'clock
now? That's right, Luigi. It'll stick to everything.
Yeah, there's only one thing to do. I'm going into the kitchen and make some coffee.
What?
With the strawberry shortcake, we're going to make it a going away bar.
Come on.
Balding, that was a most delicious cake.
I'm glad you liked it, Mr. Horowitz.
Sure, there's nothing like a juicy strawberry shortcake to hit the yak. Huh.
Well, you can say that again.
Luigi, you are so quiet. Say something.
Is it 20 minutes to 4?
Come on, Luigi, why did you let us forget?
I'm tired from a hollering.
So, well, you go on right now, Luigi.
Certainly, Mr. Basco. I hope you have a pleasant walk.
Thank you.
Luigi, will you do me a big favor, huh?
What the hell are we...
I got a cousin on Adams Street. If you pass by, would you mind dropping off this wristwatch? I just had it fixed.
All right.
Here's his address. Don't lose it.
Please, let me go. Otherwise, he's going to get lost right in the store.
Johnny, let him go. Goodbye and God bless you, Luigi.
Thank you.
Wait, Luigi. I just remembered something.
What?
Luigi, if you're going to walk west, you're gonna pass by my house. Just step inside, please, and tell my wife, Frieda, to give you the full dress suit that I borrowed from her brother, Wolfgang, yeah? I never go around there because I hate Wolfgang, yeah? It's in the clothes closet somewhere between the moths.
Between the...
And when you deliver it to my brother-in-law, hand it him down with the pants on top, so he shouldn't see the ketchup stain on the collar.
Is there something else?
No, that's all.
Oh, this is silly, holding up Mr. Basco this way. Goodbye, Mr. Basco. Just go and don't bother saying goodbye.
Yeah. Luigi, you back already?
Masquelli, I'm not in the go yet.
Oh, that's terrible. But as long as you didn't go yet, I got some people who want to say farewell to you. Come on in, guys.
Come on, mommy.
Luigi, is this a true honor here that you was going to go back to Italy?
No, Mrs. Pellegrino. I'm just the one to go. I'm the one to go for the walk.
Well, you better go now. It's getting dark outside.
No. Oh, it's 5 o'clock already. Please, I'm just the one to take a little walk. Little walk, please.
Now, Luigi, please, don't get mad.
Yeah, remember, it's spring.
Spring. Where am I heard that the word before?
Luigi, I'm going to surprise you on this going-away party.
Looks like there's going to be a staying-away party.
Just so you should leave in a good mood and feel like you're the Castellamare when you're walking around, I brought a Ralph DeAngelis. He should sing you a song from the older country.
Oh, no. No, it's 5:10.
Come on, Ralph. What are you, Tony? Push up a squeeze box. Come on. Chi se ne scorda, chiude che la sera, senza l'usciora che la treccia nera, senza l'aniella che l'immane c'era, corre cabruce, chiude la brasera. Luigi, wasn't that wonderful?
Hey, but now I'm homesick. I don't feel like going.
What? Don't talk like that, Luigi. You gotta go. You got all of Chicago to explore.
All of Chicago? Mamma mia, it's a 5:30.
Oh, this is silly. Let him go.
All right. Who's the keeper?
Hey, you didn't mean it. Are you going to let me go?
Of course.
Hey, you're not going to stop me?
Anybody stops you is over my dead body.
Ooh, am I tempted.
Please, I don't want to go. There's not too much time left.
Go ahead. Go.
All right, to shoot you before I'm going to leave. See if nobody's outside. Is it going to come in less than a minute?
All right.
Himmel, look who is coming.
Luigi, you stayed for me.
Come inside and shut up your face. Go ahead, Luigi. Go, go.
Hi, this is the time I'm going to go for sure. Goodbye. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh, mamma mia. I'm finally out the side. 5:30. Oh, but it's dark. And it's cold. Suitcases are feeling heavy. Ooh. The cheese sandwiches, they're starting to smell. Mamma mia, it's raining. It's raining, I'ma come back.
Welcome home, my son. We missed you.
Oh, Luigi!
And so, Mamma Mia, I'm still got this spring of fever. I'm still didn't fly out of my cage. But what's the worst? Pasquale is just sending the roaster to keep me company. And that means that the cages are plenty crowded. But don't worry, Mamma Mia. Pasquale is not going to stop me or make me do what he's wanting. Before, he's a try. And he's a say.
Luigi, you got a fever. Roasters have got a fever. How's about you two enjoying your fevers together, eh?
Pasquale, I'm a rather take of the penicillin. But that's not stopping me from retiring, Mamma Mia. Then he's a say.
Luigi, you want to travel around? Okay. I'm going to buy 3 tickets and a super cheap. We're all going to take a beautiful trip together.
Of course, I'm no kind of resist this, so I'm a said, where to, Pasquale? And then he's a said,
Niagara's a falls. What do you say, my son?
Hannah, what do you think I'm a said, Mamma Mia? Yeah, that's right. I'm a said like I'm always a say, goodbye, Papa. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, a little immigrant.
The makers of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Mr. Howard. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Derman. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Hans Conried as Schultz, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, and Joe Forte as Horowitz. Ken Peters plays Olsen. Music is directed by Lud Gluskin. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.